guest, Bernie, is a guy that I finally had the chance to meet filming that show Gravesend in Miami last week. What a sweet guy. You know, I remember his role so vividly. He's going to tell us a really cool story, Bernie, about his role in The Accused with his mother, but I hated his guts in that movie. Of course, he went on to do so many other great movies, Analyze This alongside De Niro and Chaz, and he was in Halloween 2. That was a great role with Jamie Lee Curtis. And again, he's a sweetheart and a great actor in the upcoming series of Gravesend. I believe he's still in Miami. Leo Rossi. Good morning, Leo.
What's up, Ross?
Leo. Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Yeah, man. I just wish that my wife could have just heard that intro, but she's on the other coast. You know, any support I get, I'm grateful, man. But
by the way, listen, I must say you were so sweet because you don't know this, Bernie, but when the last scene we shot on Monday, it was at this really old hotel, looked like 1980s in Miami, and Danielle and the kids were going back to New York that day, so they came to the set to see what I was doing. And we had this one room that I was sharing with Leo, and I had three kids and her in that room where Leo was supposed to get ready for his role. And he walked in, and Leo, you could not have been sweeter. That really showed what a terrific guy you are.
Well, I thank you, and Danielle and the kids. I mean, look, I got grandkids, and it was a little shock that I needed because I've been away from them for almost 4 weeks now. And it was great. It was family, a lot of family. It felt good.
All right, now tell us this story. This is a great story, Leo, when you played the role of Cliff in the movie where Jodie Foster won the Academy Award, The Accused. Now, you're inside a bar. We know what ensues. All these drunken kids end up raping her. It was a brutal scene to watch. And you're the guy that's egging them on. Come on, college boy. Come on, college boy. That has to ring in your head every day. Tell the story about how your mom, your sweet mother, went to the movies and actually saw you in this role.
I pleaded with her. She was living in Florida at the time. And she said, well, that movie's coming around, you know, on the senior citizen in the afternoon. I said, yeah, but you don't have to see it. She said, well, my God, no, Mom, you don't have to see it, you know. Anyway, she goes with her girlfriends, and I get a call, and she said, I saw that movie. Now my heart drops. Okay, what am I going to say now? I said, yeah, Mom. She said, you were very good. I said, well, thank you. She said, I just don't see where all that, I think of the Little Leaguer, where did all that anger come from? Oh, my God. I mean, it was a remark that you know, hit home. What do I tell her? It's my job, Mom, you know, to be a lowlife, you know.
Yeah.
And but those are some of the things with Jodie Foster. And Sid, now, since you were on the set and you really get it, we had worked 16, 18 hours in Vancouver, Canada, and we were there, and we're seeing cross-eyed because we're so tired. And she looks at me and she says, you know, making a movie is a blue-collar job. And she couldn't have been more. No glamour. There ain't no glamour.
Nuh-uh.
You know, it's just blue-collar. And then to see the way that movie, you know, I have two daughters. I mean, and Sid, you have a daughter.
Yep.
You know, I wouldn't let them see it till 16 years of age, and then they could watch it.
Right.
Because it really has a kick in the teeth for young girls to just watch the environment that they're in, that they put themselves in. And but on the other side, I don't care if you're drunk or whatever, men don't have, you know, the right to violate you in it. But and when she won the Oscar and she said some nice things, and one of the things was she says every movie has to have a protagonist and an antagonist. And she said some nice things about me being the antagonist.
Wow, how about that?
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Rossi, nice.
Leo Rossi, actor, writer, director. Leo, listen, you've been in a lot of flicks out there. You're a veteran actor. Of course, Sid mentioned Analyze This, Halloween 2, all these movies. And you play Mikey the Hat on Gravesend, which is I saw the first season. And seeing you on it, you play, you're fantastic. You give that show the gravitas. I would say, just seeing your face on the show, you give it a lot of gravitas. Now, I know Bo Dietl's on it. You got Dice Clay this next season coming up. He's on it. Yeah. And my boy Sid Rosenberg, he's on it. What was it like working with a famous a guy like Sid Rosenberg?
All right. First of all, I had never met Sid, okay? And he comes on the set, and he's built like an outside linebacker for the New York Giants.
That's right, I know. I hear you.
I thought he had shoulder pads on. I said, wow, I didn't know they made a Jewish guy that big. You know?
Yeah, no, I do know, yes.
Yeah, no. You did say that. That was funny. No, no, but it was good because being that I provide the muscle for Dice, you know, I'll tell you, Leo, when I walked on this set, I've never done this before, as he pointed out, and seeing you and Andrew Dice Clay, as Bernie pointed out, and Armand Asante, and even William DeMayo and these guys, you know, it's a little intimidating. First time I've done this. You know, in this area, radio, I don't care who you are, you sit down with me and Bernie, I'm never going to be intimidated, never going to be nervous. But there, that was my first, and all you guys are such well-known big-time actors. For what it's worth, Leo, including you, just the nicest people, easy to work with. You gave me advice. Dice gave me advice. Is that something you guys usually do with first-time actors?
You just try to remember in your mind, you know, what it was like. First time that I was on the set, and I come from the stage, so, you know, a movie set was a strange place. And I'm sitting at the table with two other guys, and there was an empty chair, and the director said, you know, oh, let's move that chair. Well, I get up to move the chair. That's not my union. They were all over me. That's IATSE's union. And I went, what the hell did I do? Well, he said move the chair. No, he didn't say to me move the chair. So you got to understand the ground rules, you know. Every union has the thing. As a matter of fact, you know, the Teamsters in New York, they drive everybody to and from, right? And Joe Vitarelli, who got...
Oh, I love Joe Vitarelli. What a great actor. Great. You know what movie he was in? He was great in the movie State of Grace. Great in that.
Well, that's with Ed Harris and everything like
that?
Sean
Penn, yes, yes.
Yeah. Now, he's like... I compare him to, like, Bogart with the cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know, always a cigarette lit. Well, when did he light it? Because he keeps smoking it. He was just always smoking and smoking. So we had this Irish Teamster driver. He drove Joe and I, you know, back and forth to the sets. And it was like he would always tell him, Joe, because Joe was overweight and everything, Joe, you got to watch that smoking. Joe, you got to watch that smoking. And, you know, after a while, we had worked a long day, and we get in the van, and, you know, Joe lights up, and he said, the driver said, Joe, he says, no, he says, look on the side of this pack right here. See what it says? Telling Joe Vitarelli about his smoking could be hazardous to your life.
Damn right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. So, but look, you guys, I was listening before, and you said about they benched somebody because of the pitcher, or they didn't say that. I'll tell you, if I had to face Koufax or Drysdale or Gibson, I would come up with any ailment I could not to get in that lineup.
Hey, listen, Leo Rossi, again, actor, director, writer, he's on the show. Gravesend plays Mikey the Hat, does a great, great job. And you can catch Gravesend on Amazon Prime the first season, or you can get it for free on Tubi, which is what I did. But look, you have an amazing resume, Leo. You've worked with the people like Johnny Depp way back on 21 Jump Street. People like De Niro, Chaz Palminteri, Billy Crystal, Jodie Foster, as we mentioned. Do you get recognized when you walk down the street? Do you get swamped?
Well, on the Jodie Foster role, I mean, I would go into a restaurant and with my family, and a waitress would come up and say, this isn't my table, but I saw that movie. God, I hated you. You were so sleazy. Good job. And she walks away. And then in church, you can see the women looking over the shoulder at me and everything. And it was like, don't they get it? It was a role, you know. Right. But, you know, I took that as flattery. And then one time, Ventura Boulevard, Studio City, a bunch of teenage boys in the car, they see me, and they all stick their head out. Want to play pinball? Which
God.
Was what I did in the movie, which was not a very nice thing to do.
No.
But everybody perceives different things. And you know, you were saying that Sid, that you come on a set and every De Niro's credence is why he's such a great star, is he wants you to look good.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's smart
I've heard
enough
that.
To know.
Yeah.
That if you look good, he'll look good.
No, he's that is smart. Well, listen, you it's a testament to how great you are that people are still angry about that role, which was all the way back in 1988. Oh, but you're a super guy. I loved working with you down in Miami. I look forward to seeing you in Brooklyn, and I'm very excited about our newfound friendship and some of the work that you're doing yourself down the road. Maybe I'll get one of those, too. So thank you for hopping on this morning, Leo. You were terrific, and we're huge fans and love you. Come back again real soon. Thank you, Leo.
Thank you, guys. See ya.
See ya. The great Leo Rossi here on the Bernie and Sid Show once again plays Mikey the Hat in the show Gravesend.